Okay, today's daf is daf Ayin Ches, and we're going to start on daf Ayin Zayin on Beis, towards the bottom. Shemen, k'day losuch eva cotton. How much oil, as we learned in the Mishnah, and we've been learning in the Gemara, and we will continue learning for quite a while, we are discussing the shear, how much of any specific item does one have to carry out on Shabbos to be chayiv for hoitzah, to be chayiv for carrying. So the Mishnah said, how much oil could they losuch ever cotton? The amount to shmir, to anoint a small limb. And now the Gemara is going to discuss, what does that mean, a small limb? Amrei de Bei Rabbanai, so they said in the Yeshiva Rabbanai, shemen could they losuch ever cotton, amount of oil to shmir, the smallest ava. Rashi says ava usually means a limb. Here it means a joint. The smallest joint, shakotten ben yoyim, of a child who's 1 day old. Which obviously is a very small amount. Meisve asked the Gemara a question. It says in the Braisa, shemen, how much oil does one have to carry out? Kidei losuch ava cotton. The cotton ben yoyim. So the Braisa adds the letter vav. It says, kidei losuch ava cotton, to anoint a small joint, v'katan ben yoyim. So it seems to be two distinct shiurim. My love, says the Gemara, doesn't the Braisa mean either ever katan the gadol, the smallest limb of an adult, or ever gadol shakatan ben yoyim, or the largest limb of a 1 day old child, which obviously is more than Rabbi Yana's shir. Amlocht by Rabbi Yana. So Rabbi Yana says the Braisa is not a problem. Loi, the Braisa is not a problem with me. Hoch kamer, this is the way you have to learn Pshat in the Braisa. Shemen, how much oil do you take out? Kedei losuch eva katan shel katan ben yoymei. You don't learn the vav as distinguishing it into two shiurim. It's all one thing. And as I said, the shiur is the amount to shmir the smallest joint of a child that's 1 day old. Says the Gemara Ketanoi, the amount of oil is really a machloikas tanoim. It says in the Braisa, shemen, how much oil? Kidei losuch eva cotton, for cotton ben yoyme divir Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Reb Nosson Amar, Reb Nosson just says, kidei losuch eva cotton. He doesn't add the words, for cotton ben yoyme. My laugh, so the Gemara wants to assume, but hakim ifki, what is the machloikas of Shimon ben Elazar and Reb Nosson? The Reb Shimon ben Elazar savar eva cotton shel cotton, that the shear is the smallest joint of his child. Reb Nosson savar, no, that that's too little. It's either ava cotton the gadol, the smallest joint of a adult, or ava gadol the cotton, or the largest joint of a child, which the Rishonim say would be the thigh. Aval ava cotton shel cotton, the smallest joint of a child, ben yoyim who's only 1 day old, loy. Reb Nosson's going to hold is too small. Says the Gemara loy. We don't have to learn that way. Everybody can hold Eva Cotton, the Cotton, Ben Yoyim Eloi. Everybody will disagree with Reb Yanai. Everybody will hold that the smallest Eva, the smallest joint of a 1 day old child is too little. Because less than Reb Yanai, we don't agree with Reb Yanai. What is the machloikis of Reb Shimon ben Elazar and Reb Nosson? V'hocha v'hocha milfki. Their machloikis is like this. Reb Shimon ben Elazar sover. He holds Eva Cotton the Gadol, the smallest joint of an adult, the Eva Gadol the Cotton, and the largest joint of a child that's Ben Yoimai, Kadodininu, is one and the same. Reb Nosson Sava, Reb Nosson holds Eva the Gadol, Cotton the Gadol in. Yes, what is the shear? What is the amount of oil you have to take out to be chayiv? The amount to shmir, the smallest joint of an adult. Ava the cuddle, the cotton ben yoimai, but the largest joint of a 1 day old child, loy, is too small. So the Mefarshim all asked the obvious question. The way the Gemara is explaining it now, Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Rav Nosson are arguing over a fact. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that the amount of oil to take the smallest of a adult and the largest of a child are identical. Rav Nosson says they're not identical. So how could they argue over a fact? Go measure and see, is it the same or not? It's a very shver shaila, very shver kasha. The only text I've really found, which is not great, is the Sfas Emes the Chodesh Aviv, they say this teretz. You know, besides an area of size that we're talking about here, is the size of the smallest joint of an adult equal to the size of the largest joint of a child, there's also a difference between the skin of an adult and the skin of a child. The skin of an adult is tougher. It's not as absorbent. The skin of a child is more absorbent because it's still nice and soft. So Rav Shimon Elazar says, size-wise, area-wise, the largest aver of a child and the smallest joint of an adult are the same. Comes along Rav Nosson and says, they may be the same in actual dimensions, but since the child has a much more soft skin that's more absorbent, so you'll need less oil to smear because it gets absorbed right into the skin. That's why it has to be the size for an adult, not the size for a child. But that's still really machlokes and metzius. My havala, what's the halacha lemaisa? How much oil do you carry out? Toshma, the Tanya of Shimon Elazar Omer, Kem Shem Kedei Losach Eva Kotten Shekotten Ben Yoimai, the amount to shmir, like Rav Yanei started this year, and the smallest joint of a one-day-old child. We learned further in the Mishnah, Mayim, how much water, Kedei Losha Ben Esekiler. They used to make such a plaster, which they applied to the eye, the amount that was put into that medication. Amar Abaye, so Abaye says, Michti. Abaye gives us an analysis of all the shiurim we're learning. Because the truth is, a lot of items are used for a lot of purposes. Says Abaye, Kol milsa de shchicha v'loy shchicha, if you have something which is a common use for a specific object, and there's not a common use for that object, also Rabbon and Bosa de shchicha, when Chazal want to identify what is the shear, they use the common use. Even though Lakula, by saying that I'm following the common use, I may end up with a larger size to be considered the amount that you have to be chayav for Shabbos. Why? Because I always go after the Dava Shchiach. Shchicha v'shchicha, if an item has two uses, both are common, so Ozra Bona Basra the Shchicha L'chumra. We use the common use, which gives us a smaller shear, which will be a chumra, which will come out with astringency. Yayin, wine. Shtiyase shchicha. People usually drink wine. Refuasa, using it for medication, lo shchicha. People normally don't use wine for medication. So that's why also Rabbanan Bas Shtiyasei, they use the amount of wine that's used, which we said is, which is used for drinking, which we explained as a revius, which is the shchicha. Even though it's a kula, because we've looked the amount that would use for medication, it would be less than a revius. Cholov, the same with milk. Achilasa shchicha. You normally drink milk. Refuasa lo shchicha. Taking milk for medication, even though at times it's done, it's not that common. And that's why, Ozu Rabbonin, Bos Achilasai, Chazal followed the amount of milk that's used in eating, even though it's lakula, it will give us a kula, because it will give us a larger shear. Dvash, honey, similarly. On the other hand, achilasa shchicha, it's very commonly used for eating, but also refuasa shchicha, using it for medicine is common. So that's why, since medicine is a common use, also Rabbanan Basra refuasai, Chazal follow its use as a medicine, even though it's a chumra. Elamayim asked the Gemara, water. Michti, let's analyze the status of water. Shtiyasa shchicha, drinking water is very common. Refuasa, however, using water for medication, lo shchicha, is not that common. So now I need to understand, asked the Gemara, my Tamil, why did the Mishnah tell us, Osl Rabbonin, did Chazal tell us, to use the amount of water, Yechai Faitzol, is the amount that's used for medication, Basra Rufuasa, the amount that's used for medication, which teaches us a Chumra, we just established that we always go, well, what's Shchiach? Answers the Gemara, Amra Baya, the Glila Shana. This is talking about Glila and Galo. So Rashi explains like this. There are three Mahalchim in the Rishonim how to learn this Gemara. First we'll explain Rashi. Rashi says that in Galo they were very poor. since they were very poor, they, when they needed to use a medicine, there are very many different items that could be used for medicine for the eye. Like we just learned, you could use wine, you could use milk, you could use water, you could use different items. So if you're in a place where you have a fairly decent standard of living, so you'll use whatever is handy. But in Gaul, where they were very poor, they couldn't afford ever to use wine. They couldn't afford ever to use milk for medication where water was usable. So water, it became a very common use to use water. Even though it may not have been as common, the Rishonim explained, as drinking water, but it was still a legitimate use. And since it was a legitimate use, that's why we follow that amount for carrying. That's the way Rashi explains. Other Rishonim explain that in Gaul, the water was very good. And since it was a very high quality water, it was commonly used as a medicine. And since it was commonly used as a medicine, it's considered shchiach. That's a second mahalach. A third mahalach in Rishonim is just the opposite of Rashi. In Gaul, they say they were very wealthy. Since they were very wealthy, they never drank water. When they needed to drink something, they drank wine, they drank milk. Why drink water? So the only thing they ended up using water for was really just for medicine. So medicine was its common use. So I just want to say, interesting Rambam. The Rambam talks about morsin. Morsin is bran. And the Rambam says like this. When a person carries morsin, I have to see what is his intention. If his intention is to carry out for food, the shear is a groigris, like we've been learning. If the shear is that he wants to use it for animal food, it has a different shear. If his intention is that he wants to use it for a dye, it's a third shear. So right away, the Rambam is not like the Pnei Yeshua wants to say that everybody will agree by all food items, the shear is always a groigris. Clearly, the Rambam doesn't agree with that. But the Mishnah Lamelech asks on the Rambam, if we just learned in our Gemara that if an item has a number of uses and they're all common usages, we follow the smaller shear, so how does the Rambam say we start looking at his intent? We should look, if they're all common usages, look at the smallest shear, and that should be the shear. So Mishnah Lamelech says two terutzim that are pshat in the Gemara. The Mishnah Lamelech says like this. The first pshat is mamsh pshat in the Gemara. What's going to be the halacha like this? An item has a common usage. And whatever the shear is based on that common usage. Now you decide to use this item for a non-common usage. You have intention to use it for non-common usage. What will that do? Says the Mishnah Lamelech, the Rambam will hold, for you, in this circumstance, the shear will be the smaller shear. In other words, let's say the shear is a groigris, but you want to use it for medicine, which is a smaller shear. So for you, the shear will be smaller. Even though for the rest of the world, the shear will be larger. That's one pshat the Mishnah Lamelech says in the Rambam. Another pshat the Mishnah Lamelech says in the Rambam is that we're talking about an item, which is not mashman the Gemara like this, that has two common usages. So what I understood the Gemara, if it has two common usages, you follow the smaller shear. The Mishnah Lamelech says that the Rambam will hold an item that has two common usages. So which usage do I choose? The Rambam says you choose the usage that you're using it for. Continues the Gemara. Rav Amar, I feel tem b'sham kindness. We're not going to limit ourselves to Gol. We could say that Amish is talking in other places. Shmuel, and Pshat will be like Shmuel said. The Amish Shmuel, this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Kol shekinei, all liquids. Masu could heal the eyes of a metalli. Since they're thicker, they form a crust over the eye. So you might get your eyes healed, but you'll lose part of your vision because of that crust. Levav Maya, except from water, which is very thin, the masu, that besides that it heals, for loy metalli, it doesn't form a crust. So mela, water, it became a very common usage to use water as a medicine, and that's why we could use that shear for carrying. There's an interesting Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rabbeinu Chananel says, pshat in this Gemara of Kol Shekinei is very different. It says, Kol Shekinei, all liquids, masu, umetalu. You're thirsty, you'll drink him. And metalu, they also have nourishment. They have a nourishment level. But Mayu, besides water, the masa, it quenches your thirst. Of metalu, it does not have any nourishment value. and the Hilchos Ketanos, based on this Rabbeinu Hananel paskins, that if somebody drinks water on Yom Kippur, even if he drinks a shear of water, he won't be chayiv. Why won't he be chayiv? Because it's not considered something that really has any value, has any nourishment value. He says, what's his raya? He says, because if a person would only have water to exist on, the Hilchos Ketanos says he could not exist. Because water doesn't have any enough to nourish. Many Achroinim, I think many scientists, disagree with the Hilchos Ketanos. They say the water is extremely wealthy in nourishment value, and they hold that avadi, if you drink a shear of water, you're chayiv and you're kippah just like any other beverage. The only nafkamina lalach is like this. Let's say somebody does have to drink on Yom Kippur. He has to drink. He's a chayla. So according to this Gemara, you should certainly drink water versus any other beverage. Because you've coined to Rabbeinu Hananel, there's no problem with water. Continues the Gemara. V'shah kol ha-mashkin, we learned in Mishka, all other beverages, what is the shear or revius? Tan Rabbonins, we learned in Ebraisa, dam, blood, v'kol min ha-mashkin, all types of beverages, what is the shear or revius? Rav Shimon and Lozheimer, dam, how much blood? Kedei licha b'ein achas. Enough to apply medicine to one eye. And the Mefarshim explain what's the Chiddush of Dam. The Chiddush of Dam is that even though we're not allowed to drink blood, it has the same shear as beverages that we are allowed to drink. So he says the amount of blood is to put into an eye. Why? She came koichlum barakas. They used to put blood into an eye that was suffering from a disease of a protrusion from the eye. Umayniu, what type of blood did they use? Dam of the Tanagoyles, the blood of a chicken. Bra wild chicken. Tanaskar bra wild chicken. Rav Shimon and Leon Madam, you know what? Blood. Kedei lichabay enachas to medicate one eye. She can koichlan liyarud. They used to use that for a person who suffered from cataracts. Other Rishonim say yarud means that he had white dots on the eye. Umay niu, what type of blood was used for that disease? Dama de kurshtina, the blood of a mole. The simonach. And if you want to know what blood to use for what disease, gava, the blood of a mole which is found inside the house, should be used for the gava, for the cataracts, which is a disease inside the eye. Bra, the blood of a wild chicken that runs outside, libra, should be used for the disease of the eye that has a protrusion, which is also outside the eye. Continues the braisa. B'medva memurim, when was this said? B'moitzi. If somebody's carrying, Ava Matzniya, if somebody's putting it away, Kol Shu Chayiv. If he puts away a drop, he's Chayiv. So that way we're going to ask, for putting away, there's nothing wrong with putting away things on Shabbos. So what does this mean? Tomorrow we'll ask in a moment. Rav Shimon explains like this. B'med Varma Murim, when do we say the Shurim of I that you have the amount for medication? B'matzniya, when you showed that has a value to you. Abba might see stam a person, a regular person that usually doesn't use blood for medicine, and a chayiv el bervius. Continues the Gemara. Umaydim chacham Rav Shimon. The chacham agreed to Rav Shimon. But might see shayivchim l'shus rabim. If somebody takes out wastewater to l'shus rabim, how much wastewater is the shear? Shishur and bervius. Begins the Gemara. Amamar, we just learned in the Braisa, when was the shear said, if you're carrying it out. That's when the shear is, the amount that you use for medication of an eye. Avamatsniya, if somebody's putting it away, kol shivu. Ask the Gemara, what's going on here? We're not chai for putting it away. There's nothing wrong with putting things away. Obviously, what the story is that the person put it away and is now carrying it out. So what's the difference between somebody who's matsniya and moitzi? What's the Tana saying? Abai explains the Brice like this. Hachem Maiskin, we're talking about such a case. But Talmud, you're dealing with an apprentice. Shamloi Rabbi, that his teacher told him, Lech ufnei liam mokam lasuda. Go clear the table, make room, I want to have a meal. Hach ufanaloi. And he goes and cleans it out. So Dover, Choshev kol. If he carries something which everybody agrees is a significant shear, and he carried it outside, certainly chayev alavei. He's chayev for carrying it. Dovash ain't a choshev l'kol. But if he carried out an amount which is insignificant, now we look. Eitznei Rabbi, if his teacher had put this away. So even though for the rest of the world this isn't significant, but for him it's significant. And since it's for him significant, and he's an apprentice of this teacher, Mechayvelei. V'loi Mechayvelei, but if it's not that he just carried it out, but nobody showed that this amount is significant, Loi Mechayvelei is not carrying with the rice. So the Braisa continued, we just learned, Omer Mar, we learned in the Braisa, the Moedim Chom Rav Shimon, the Chom agree with Rav Shimon, but Moedzi Shoifchon Rosh Hashurabim, if somebody carries out wastewater to Rosh Hashurabim, Shi'urim Berevius. The Shi'ur is a Revius. Ask the Gemara, Shoifchon Lamai Chazu, what are you going to do with wastewater? Like the Mefarshim explained, you're not allowed to use wastewater from the Tilas Yadayim, so what are you going to do with wastewater? Omer Rav Yirmiya, L'gav Banas Atit. You could use it to make cement. Says the Gemara, oh, that's a very legitimate use. But if that's the use, then a revius is too much. Why? Because we learned. We're going to learn a Gemara that says, how much cement are you chayiv for carrying? Tit, k'day lasman pi kor. The amount of cement that you need to put on top of a furnace. Now, you don't need that much cement. And if you don't need that much cement, you certainly don't need that much water. If you don't need that much water, why is the shear a revius? Answers the Gemara, loy kasha. Hard the migbal. If you already have cement, so how much cement is considered a significant amount? The amount that you put on top of the pikor. Hard the loy migbal. Here you don't have cement. You're going to make cement. A person, lefish ein onim tayreach, a person is not going to go through the bother of making cement just legabo tit last pikor, just to make a small amount of cement that you're going to put on top of a furnace. To go through the schlep of making tit, you'll make a larger amount. So Tosfos asks an obvious question. The Braisa said here, Shoifchin the shear is a revius. Ask Tosfos, and the Gemara right away asks, Shoifchin l'may chazu, what am I going to do with wastewater? So Tosfos asks, you could ask the Kasha and the Mishnah. The Mishnah said the exact same thing. Shoifchin the revius. Why don't we ask the Kasha and the Mishnah? Why do we wait for the Braisa? So Tosfos says, there are two types of wastewater. There's wastewater that's obviously unpleasant. And there's wastewater that's wastewater, but it doesn't look so bad. Wastewater that doesn't look so bad, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. So if I have wastewater, but you don't realize that it is, and it doesn't look bad, and it doesn't smell bad, you'll use it to wash yourself, to wash utensils. However, the wastewater we're talking about over here is wastewater that we're saying is similar to blood, which is disgusting. Nobody's going to use that kind of wastewater. That's why the Gemara asks over here. If it's so patently obnoxious, what is it going to be used for? The Shaila Meshiv in the Tshuva says something very interesting based on Tosfos. Tosfos says that the Mishnah is talking about wastewater that I know is wastewater, but you don't. Says the Shaila Meshiv, there's halacha about the shaksu. I'm not allowed to do something which is not pleasant. A Jew has to be careful with this. So if I know something is wastewater, how am I allowed to let you use it to wash yourself or utensils? So Shaila Meshiv says that Baltashaksu is not an issur on somebody else. Baltashaksu is only an issur on the person using the item. And if to you it's not disgusting, even though to me it may be disgusting, you won't be over Baltashaksu. The Chacham Tzvi says another very nice teretz to Tosfos' question. What's the question? The Gemara is asking, Shoifchu, wastewater l'may chazu. Says the Chacham Tzvi, our Mishnah may be paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a melacha shen etzrich l'gufa, yechayif. So taking wastewater out of your house, you have no use, you have no purpose taking it, having it outside. But you have a purpose of getting it out of your house. You don't want the wastewater in your house. According to Rabbi Yehuda, yechayif that, even though it's a melacha shen etzrich l'gufa. So our Mishnah, says the Chacham Tzvi, may be going according to Yehuda. If it's going to Yehuda, I understand why you chai for carrying out wastewater. But the Braisa, who's in the Braisa? Moedim Chachamim l'Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon, we know, holds that a Melach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa is Potter. So you can't say that you chai because it's Melach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa. So now the Gemara asks, why you shayfchen l'may chazu, what are you going to do with the wastewater? Says the Mishnah, Hamaitzi Chevel, somebody takes out a rope, k'day lasus oizen l'kupa, to make a handle around a basket. gemi, like rubber, kedei tlas tloy lenaful kavra, to make a handle, a hook for a sieve. Rabbi Hudaimer, how much gemi kedei litl mena midas mina lekotin. The way Rashi explains it like this: they used to have all the shoes made custom. So if you had a child that needed new shoes, they would take a gemi, measure his shoes, measure his foot, take it to the shoemaker, and he would make it shoes. Which the Mefarshim explain is a smaller shear. Other Rishonim say that the point of the gemi was different. What did they use the gemi for? If a kid was wearing shoes, they wanted to make sure that the shoes wouldn't fall off, so they used to tie a gemi around the shoe. Niyar, paper, kidei duktavalov kesher muchsin. We're going to speak about this a lot. Kesher muchsin is what we would call a toll receipt. It's a receipt that you pay toll. What would you do? They would give you a piece of paper with two large letters on it. That is the shear of kesher muchsin. Vabmoitzi kesher muchsin. Now the Mishnah tells me another din. If somebody carries out a kesher muchsin, somebody carries a toll receipt, he's chayiv. So Tosfos is number base, ask the obvious question. Of course you're chayiv. Why should you not be chayiv for carrying out a toll receipt? If we're saying that that's the shear. So we'll answer it in a moment. We'll answer in a moment, and then we'll answer another teretz later. Naya mochuk, erased paper. So this is very important, understanding the whole sugya. Rashi explains, in their times, erased paper was not usable to be written on again. So you can't say that the amount of paper, piece of paper that was written on and erased, was to be written on, because you can't write on this paper. So what is the shear? Today, lichroich atzluchus ktanim shaplaitin. The amount you need to use as a cover on a small jar of perfume. Or, how much leather? Kedei lasis kameya. To make a kameya, we spoke about that a lot earlier in the Masechta. And the way the Ritva explains, it's not that they wrote a kameya on the R, because it's impossible to write an R, as we will learn tomorrow. It's the amount that they used to cover a kameya. Klaf is parchment. Kedei lichtavalof parshik tanish betfilin. The amount to write the smallest parsha in the tefillin, Shishma Yisrael, which is Shema Yisrael. So the way Rashi explains the Mishnah is like this. Klaf, parchment, is an expensive item. People are not going to use klaf for a toll receipt. For that you could use regular paper. What do you use klaf for? You use klaf for tefillin. So the smallest parsha of tefillin, from the four parshas in tefillin, the smallest parsha of Shema, that amount of klaf. Ask the Rishash, you know, when you write with klaf, when you start with a piece of parchment, you have like scraps. Those scraps you can't use for tefillin. So better than throwing out, you'll use it for kesher muchsin. So why do we say the shear is by klaf to write parsha shabbat tefillin? Because Rashi says I'll never use it for toll receipt. I may use the scraps for toll receipt. So Rishash answers that we're talking over here that the tefillin, the klaf was made lishma. It was made lishma to be used for tefillin and mezuzahs. And once it's made lishma for tefillin and mezuzahs, I can't use it for a toll receipt. The Chasam Sofer asks on the Rishash. The Chasam Sofer says that not everybody agrees that you can't use the scrap of tefillin that you because as mona la milsa. If you have left over, you could use it. You need it. So according to them, what's going to be Pshat and Rashi? So the Sfasem says, lahaloch lemaisa, that tefillin do not have to be made out of or echad. They don't have to be made out of one piece of parchment. You could sew a few pieces of parchment together and write the tefillin on that. So even if you'll have scraps, they're still usable for tefillin. Now, the Tosfos Yontif asks an obvious question. The Mishnah says, k'day lichtoy pash k'tanash v'tefillin, shehi shma Yisrael. He says, why did Mishnah have to tell me Shema Yisrael? Everybody knows that from the four parashas in Tefillin, the smallest parasha is Shema Yisrael. So I don't need the Mishnah to tell it to me. So the two terutzim I saw. One terutz I saw is that there's something that has to be written on klaf that's even smaller than Shema. And that's the parasha Soita. If a woman was accused of adultery, we know that they had to write the parasha and erase it in the Mei HaMorim. So Soita is even smaller that you have to write in klaf. Teaches us the Mishnah that Shema, not the Soita. Why not? Because like we learned on Amar Aleph, since a Soita is Milsad Loishchicha, it's very uncommon, we don't ever use a Milsad Loishchicha as the Shear. but I saw a very nice teretz. The halach is when you write tefillin, you have to write all four parashiyos in the right order. Shema is the first one you write. So true, Shema is the smallest parasha, but theoretically it could be the longest parasha. Because what's going to be if you write the Shema first and it's perfect, and then afterwards you write the second or the third or the fourth and you make a mistake? So now your Shema is your longest because you have to go back all the way to the beginning. So I would say maybe I should go with the fourth parasha, which is Vahayim Shemaya, which although may be longer than Shema, but could theoretically be a lot shorter, because if you make a mistake in Vahayim Shemaya, you only have to write over Vahayim Shemaya, you don't have to write over the previous three. Kamashma the Mishnah, they look at the smallest parasha, which is Shema. Why Taka? Because sometimes they used to write the parasha Shema not just for tefillin, they used to write it for Krishma Lamita. Continues the Mishnah. Diyoy, how much ink? Kedei lichta beis oishis. The amount of ink you need to write two letters. Kol, eye medicine, kedei lichal ein achas. The amount you need to put medication in one eye. Devek is glue, kedei litein b'rosh ha-shafshaf. The amount you put on top of a stick. Zephis v'gofris, tar and pitch, kedei lasis nekov. The amount you need when you make a hole. Shava, wax, kedei litein apin nekov cotton. The amount that you put when you have a small hole and you want to close it up. Charsis, crushed brick, kedelasis pi kurshel surface of. The mat that you put on top of the furnace of the goldsmiths. Rav Yehudaima, what's the mat of crushed brick? Kedelasis pitput. The mat that you use to make a tripod. Subin, which is brand, kedelitna pi kurshel surface of. The mat that we put on top of the oven of the goldsmith. Sid, which is lime. They used to use lime to take off extra hair. So the amount that you use to put on the smallest, youngest girl. The amount of lime that's used to clear the hair that's on the temples. The amount of lime, the amount that you use on the forehead. Ask the Gemara. We said the amount of chevel was what? That you carry to make a handle for a basket. Ask the Gemara, chevel nami lechayev kedei lasis tloy lenap lekavra. Why don't we say by chevel also the shear, the amount to put on a sieve, which is a smaller amount? Answers the Gemara, kiv de chorek bimona, since the rope is a coarse material and it will rub against the utensil, la'avdi inchi, people do not use that for rope on a regular basket. Tanur Rabbanan, hutzin, the lula branches, the palm branches, kedei lasis oizen lasal, kfifa mitzvah, the amount that you use to make for a handle on a wicker basket. Siv is like the peel of the bark of a palm tree. Achem oimrim, kedei litin api mishkach cotton, the amount you put on a small funnel, lasanen es hayayin, to filter the wine. Revav, grease, kedei losus tachas aspagim katanim, the amount that you smear under a small wafer. Vekama, how much is that? Vekama shira, how much is that? Kesela. Vetanya, kegroigris, that's the size of a groigris, says the Gemara, that's all the same amount. So Rashi, Tosfos explains like this. We already said before that the shear for shemen is a revius. He was saying the amount that you need to put under the wafer. So Tosfos explains that grease and oil are not the same. Oil is like a vegetable oil. Grease is like animal fat that they used as a grease. But then Tosfos points out a very important thing, halacha. The halacha is that you're not allowed to make, Gemara says, Masechta the Pesachim, you're not allowed to make milchige bread or fleishige bread. Why? Because since bread is the most staple food item, we don't want to let you make a milchige because you may eat it with a fleishige meal. We don't want to let you make a fleishige because you may make it with a milchige meal. So ask Tosfos, how could they take grease, animal fat, and smear it under a wafer? Wafer was a type of bread. You're not allowed to make fleishige bread. So Tosfos answers that even though you're not allowed to make fleishig or milchig bread, the Gemara says that if you make a kein tura, kein tura means that it has a distinct shape or form, not like a regular bread, that's pashup shat, that you are allowed to make fleishig or milchig bread. So we're talking here that this wafer was made into a distinct form. Muchin, katan, kedelasis kadru katan, to make a small katan bowl. The kamishura, how much is that? Kego is the size of a walnut. Niyor, paper, we learned in the Mishnah, kedelichtav alav kesha muchsin, the amount of paper you need to write this toll receipt. Tana, kama kesha muchsin, how did a toll receipt look? Shtei oisyois, two letters. Vraminu asked the Gemara a question, Hamoitzin ne'er cholik, if somebody takes out an empty piece of paper, when are you chayiv? Says the Braisa, im yesh bo kedei lichtov shtei oisyois, if the piece of paper is large enough to write two letters on it, chayiv. Vimlav, potter. So you see, any two letters, not just the larger size two letters that were used in a toll receipt. Answers the Gemara, Am Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes answers, when the Braisa says, my shtei oisyos, when the Braisa said two letters, what did it mean with two letters? Shtei oisyos shel kesher muchsin, the two letters that were used on a toll receipt. Rav Arma, Rav says, shtei oisyos to don. It means two regular letters. However, when you have two regular letters, it's like this. When you're writing a toll receipt, you don't have to have a margin around the letter, around the letters. When you write a regular piece on a piece of paper with letters, you have to have a margin. Two regular size letters with a margin are the same size as two large letters. Shtei oisyos to them, the size of two regular size letters. However, obeisam chiza, you also have to factor in the margin, the hainu, which is the same size as a kesher muchsin, a piece of paper with two large letters. Meisvei asked the Gemara a question. It says in the Braisa, Hamoitzi Nayir Mochuk, if somebody takes out a piece of paper that was erased, like we learned, you can't use it again. Vishtar Perua, or a document, we're going to spend a lot of time on this tomorrow, Mitzvashem. A document that was used to write a loan, and now was paid back. So the lender gives it back to the borrower, and it's useless. If on the unwritten part of the paper you have kedei lichtav shtei oisyos, you have amount of empty space that you can write two letters, or if the whole piece of paper is large enough kedei lichrov aplit sluchas ktanish aplitin, that it can be used as a cover on a small jar of perfume, chayiv. Then you can chayiv for carrying. Then lav, if it's not that large, potter, you're not chayiv for carrying. So analyzes the Gemara, this braisa, how it will jive with what Rav Sheshes and Rav said. Explains the Gemara. Bishlam Rav Sheshes, the Amr Mai Shtei Oisyos, then it says two letters, it means Shtei Oisyos Shel Kesher Muchsin. So here too, when the braisa said, it means you have to have empty space on this used shtar, or empty place on this used piece of paper. How much empty space? The amount to write not two regular size letters, two large letters, just like we write them on a kesher muchsin. El rovd amishtei oisis didon, or beis achiza. Normally, how much do I need? I need to have the size of two regular letters, plus a margin. Why? Because I have to have where to have a margin. That's on a regular empty piece of paper. But here I have the margin. You know what's going to be the margin? The part that's written, or the part that's erased. So we see that you don't have to have such a large amount. Not two large letters. Even two small letters should be enough. Says the Gemara, there's no need for margin because you have the part that's written, the shtar, or the part that was erased as the margin. Kasha. We have a kasha and rafa. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Hamayti kesher muchsin, somebody carries out a toll receipt. So it looks like this. Actually, hera lemuchas, until it was shown to the tax collector, chayiv, because it's a very useful document. However, misharei lemuchas, once it was shown to the toll collector, potter, because it's a useless piece of paper. Hudaimer, afshin sharei lemuchas, even after he showed it to the tax collector, chayiv, it's still considered useful. Why? Neshet sarach loy. It's still useful. Ask the Gemara, my benai, what's the use? What can you do after you showed it with a piece of receipt? So the Gemara says a few turutzim. Amar baya, ik benai rihiti muchsim. Sometimes there was a toll collector, but sometimes he used to send somebody, rihiti means to run. He used to send somebody to run after the people that went over the bridge to make sure they paid. It's very uncommon. So the Tanakhama holds, nobody's going to hold on to a tax receipt for that purpose. Yehuda says, no, people are concerned. Rav Amar, Muchas Gadol and Muchas Katan Kmanayu. You have the main tax collector, and then you have like a small, not that important official. Tanakama holds that once I showed my tax receipt to the Muchas Gadol, I'm not going to hold on to it for the Muchas Katan. Rav Yehuda says, no. Some people will hold on to it in case they get caught in the Muchas Katan. They don't want to have any bother with him. So they'll hold on to the receipt to show it to him. Rav Ashi says, Chad Muchas Ikvenayu. There's only one Muchas. Rav Ashi doesn't subscribe to saying there were all sorts of extra collectors. Just what? Neshetzach Lal Haris Muchas Sheni. I want to show the IRS, I want to show the tax department that I have a good history. So what I do, I save my tax returns. But shaving my tax returns that were all done properly, it shows that I'm a citizen of upstanding. Domle, Chazi, I tell the other people, Gavra the Muchas, I'm a person that pays all my taxes, you see I'm a good citizen. That's why Rabbi Huda holds people do that, and that's why even a used tax receipt, even a used toll receipt, is still useful. Tanakam holds, people don't like to hold on to papers, and they'll worry about it when they have to deal with it, and that's why it's useless.